proclamation number 4876 dated the April 8, 1950. Christ's path to the cross. Anyone who wants to follow me will walk a lonely path, misunderstood by his fellow human beings as was my share. 2. Despite the love I gave to fellow people. Anyone who wants to follow me will have to accept his cross just as I did, although my eternal love will not let anyone's cross become as heavy as that of the man Jesus. He will have to carry it, yet he can ease his burden at any time if he calls upon me for help. Then I will place the cross on my shoulders and carry it for him, and with me everything gets easier. With me he no longer walks on his own. I will empathize and share his suffering and joy at all times. He can always follow his earthly path in silent togetherness with me, and therefore he will find his cross bearable and humbly submit to his destiny. I took all of humanity's suffering on my shoulders as I walked along facing crucifixion and endured unspeakable physical pain. I walked the arduous path that ended with death on the cross for everyone who wanted to follow me one day. I suffered indescribably as a human being so that people's suffering would be lessened. I participated in all of humanity's suffering and carried the cross on its behalf. And anyone who loved me followed me. There were only a few, compared to the whole human race on whose behalf I died. Only a few shared my pain, they suffered with me and for me. They, too, carried their cross because they followed me, since their love for me made them feel all their suffering twice as much. Yet their love was like balm on my wounds which were inflicted on me by pitiless people. Their love increased my will to suffer on behalf of humanity and to bring help to them through my crucifixion. Many followed me on the way to the place of execution, yet only few sympathized with my pain. Many people live on earth, but only few are my disciples. I died for all people on the cross, but only few accept my sacrifice and make use of the attained blessings. Only few people follow me, and yet, only by following me can they become blessed. Everyone should take his cross upon himself and remember my sacrificial walk to Golgotha, which was almost too difficult for a human being to bear and made me fall. But the love of a person came to my aid when I had almost failed as a human being and I made the sacrifice. I entered the cup of suffering completely. And if you humans have to suffer, remember my words. Whoever wants to follow me, let him take up his cross. Single quote. You should know that all suffering you humbly endure in my will is taken into account as a path to the cross, which signifies redemption and liberation from all guilt for you. You should know that you are living on earth in order to release yourselves from guilt, the magnitude of which cannot be estimated by you as human beings, for which I have indeed died in order to lessen it, but which every one of you also has to remove, as far as it is within your power, if you want to take part in the act of salvation which was started by my love with my crucifixion. You humans were only given a small cross to carry because I have taken the heaviest weight from you, but you cannot remain entirely without suffering in order to keep going towards the one who wants to help you at all times, whom you should follow so that you will become eternally blessed. Amen.